What's up, guys? It's Miki, and welcome back to another episode. How is my BK fam feeling this morning? I hope you guys are doing swell, amazing, and just doing fabulous. Now, I want to jump into this week's episode. So I have these prayer cards. My mom got me these really cool prayer cards, and I said that I was going to randomly draw one each day and then talk about what the scripture means with God. Like, add that into my one-on-one time and my intimacy with him, and I thought, why not randomly pull a card for an episode of BK? And I may do this again, depending on how it goes this time, and do the same thing. Well, probably not 100% the same, because I don't want to be here for too long, because I can spend time with God for a good little minute, but kind of show a little sneak peek into what it would be like when I do pull the card and just have this conversation with God. So I pull a random one, untamed, untrained, undisciplined thoughts when it comes to this scripture. It's going to be the most organic. So let's see what we got. So for today's card, it says, "What is impossible for people is possible with God." And that is Luke 18:27. I will repeat it one more time. What is impossible for people is possible with God. Again, that's Luke 18:27. Okay, so what does the scripture mean to me? I think this one is pretty plain and simple. What is impossible for God is what is impossible for people is possible with God. So when I think of that, I feel like there are so many things in this world that feel too weighty, that feel impossible. And that's why God reminds us that you can do all things through me, or you can do all things as long as you have my strength in there as well, or you will and can overcome everything. However, you just need me to go along with you on this journey. Another thing it makes me think about are some of the things that it's hard to do without him. Maybe forgiveness. Forgiveness is not easy, especially because if you're having to forgive somebody, it doesn't necessarily mean that you didn't do anything wrong. However, it could mean that, you know, it's in some form you feel hurt, in some form you feel betrayed. So to forgive someone for hurting you or betraying you is not easy. That's something I think about when we need God in. When it comes to what kind of wife, what kind of mother I want to be, that's something I include God in. Fun fact, if you're new here, but I often say I include God in everything, the things to the littlest of things, to the things nobody would probably even think of including him about. I touch bases, because touching bases with big or little things when it comes to God helps me just be disciplined and in routine to know that, okay, I'm aware of God, not just that he's present, but I'm also aware of him enough to want to build an intimate relationship, aware of him enough to want to do the work to make sure that I'm hearing his voice correctly, to make sure that I'm obeying his instructions and following him and not just following my ways or the ways of the world, and really trying to build a deeper intimacy with him. And doing things like this, like reading different scriptures or having these cards and thinking about them more in depth, can also help build a deeper relationship with God. So if anybody is looking for some ways to increase their intimacy with God, I would recommend finding a random scripture. You don't have to have yours in card form. You can open up the Bible, pick a scripture. You can pray on God. What should I read? Take me to where I need to go. Holy Spirit, show me. And they absolutely will. And then you can, you know, do it for that way. Or if you just want to simply talk to him, or if you don't even have the words to talk to him, if you just want to, my people were good for some, and that's not even like, I ain't got no pain in my voice right now. I just gave y'all a little hum, but I mean, my people are known for some soulful rhythm and blues humming that will speak to the soul more than words itself can be articulated sometimes. All right. So what else does this make me think of? What is impossible for people is possible with God. I just think that we are better with God because he, while we decrease, he increases. He fills us up in all the ways that we are empty. He allows us to win every single battle. Every single battle can be won and conquered. Like, you're on the winning team. If you pick God's side, you're on the winning team. I try to paint that picture because some people feel like I'm facing battle after battle and yeah, I have God, but you know, do I really have him, or can I include him on this? You can include God on every single thing, big or little, middle, upside down, in between. You can absolutely include God on every single thing. And it's almost a necessity. You cannot win the battle without him, because sometimes you come out of battle and you may have done it yourself, but it didn't have to be as painful if you included God, or it didn't have to be as long if you included God, or maybe it was going to be painful and long, but it wouldn't feel that way, or your scars wouldn't be as deep if you had included God. Does that mean that you come out of every battle untouched, unscathed, none of that? I don't even know if unscathed is a word, y'all. But basically, does that mean you come out of a battle every time untouched and unharmed? Absolutely not. But does it feel a lot less heavy? A lot less like, oh my God, and I have to be careful with that, because some battles you survive, you feel like you're gonna die. You feel like you're drowning. You feel like I barely made it. But the point is that you made it as long as you include God. That could have been a battle that took you out, but because you had God there, you're still going. So I don't want to minimize and paint a picture like you won't feel any burn. It's gonna feel super light, or it's gonna feel lighter than it was. Will it feel lighter than it would be, like you doing it by yourself versus you having God? Absolutely, absolutely, it's going to feel lighter with God. However, I don't want to minimize and make it seem like, okay, if I do feel feelings of feeling overwhelmed or too stressed out, then I must be doing something wrong. You're not. You're human. I can't sit up here and paint a picture for how each situation is going to feel for you, how it's going to be for you. I can't do that, because something I always say on BK is what someone else can handle really well, another person, it may make them freak out, and vice versa. It could be something else that that person can handle a lot better than you that may make you freak out. So we just have to be kind to each other. We have to give grace, you know, those grace and mercies that's fresh and anew every single day that he gives us. We also have to reciprocate it. That's why I think a question I can ask myself is, yes, I ask myself questions when I do these things as I'm trying to think more in depth. What is something that feels impossible to me that I know that's possible with God? And I think forgiveness is one of the biggest things for me. What else? Forgiveness. I can kind of ignore people's opinions. I was going to say ignoring outside voices, but I think forgiveness is one of the biggest things, because forgiveness isn't always about a deep betrayal. Sometimes forgiveness, like when God said, when they were like, how many times, Lord, do we have to forgive? 70 times 70. Okay. Daily. Whoa. Every day? Every day. Every day. It makes me check me. I know for a fact I can't forgive people if I don't have God. I know for a fact I can't walk this walk if I don't have God. I know for a fact I can't even be kind some days if I don't have God. And I know people are like, well, girl, work on yourself. Right. Right. Like, that's the point. I know that I have flaws. I know that I'm not perfect. I know that I have natural human emotions. And I know that more often than not, I can't speak for y'all. I want to walk out of my flesh. You think I want to be exhibiting fruits of the spirit all the time? No. Sometimes I want to backhand people. I do. Sometimes I just want to, but I gotta like turn the other cheek. Sometimes I want to fully cuss them out. You think I could do that? Mm-mm. Sometimes I want to read people up and down for filth from top to the bottom. Do you think I can do that? I mean, I have the option, but will I feel better after? Probably a little, and then it'll wear off. I mean, I'm just being honest. You know, people are like, I won't always feel better. I don't know. In the moment, I may feel a little great. Now, will the feeling be lasting? No. Will I feel super great like for a long time after, and like, oh, let me do this? Like, is that the right way to do things? Absolutely not. But temporarily in that moment, yeah, I may feel a little better. I can't even lie to you. But does that then I have to ask myself, don't I need to be more disciplined to make sure that the fruits of the spirit are exhibited more often than not than my flesh? And yes, and that's the work that I do, right? That's the work that I put in. What's something else that could be impossible? I would say something as simple as trusting. So, you know, forgiveness is something that I was saying that plays a role, but even something when it comes to trusting. I realize my generation, and I don't even think this is just a my generation thing. I feel like every generation had their reasons for either not trusting human beings, not trusting the government, or just not trusting life in general. We all have our reasons, and we still have our reasons, whether some of them are similar or they have shifted. We have our reasons. So I think another thing that feels impossible to do by yourself is trusting God. And I don't mean just trusting him in one area, but I mean fully trusting him or even trusting others. Have you ever been betrayed in a relationship, or has the trust ever been broken? It takes so much work to get back to the place of just a freeness. I don't have to think twice about it. I'm an overthinker. So when I have to think twice about it, or three or four or 10 or 12, I don't really like it, because I have enough thoughts that I'm overthinking about. If it's somebody that I feel like I shouldn't have to think twice about, it is a crappy feeling for me to question every little thing. Are they lying about this? Are they lying about that? Is this the truth? Or am I going to be protected in this situation? Am I going to be respected in this situation? Like, people I shouldn't have to think about, I ain't really trying to do no double, triple takes, because I have enough, thoughts that just come in my head already naturally. I'm an overthinker and I'm always in my head. So I have enough of my own. I don't really need to add anything else to it. But I think trust is another example of something that is impossible for man to do, especially after certain situations in life. And people are going to break your trust. I have broken people's trust. I'm not sitting up here acting like I've never broken anybody's trust a day in my life. Absolutely not. I have multiple times, and my trust has been broken multiple times. However, that's the thing. It takes God for me to trust certain people again. It takes God for me to, the trust is one thing, but this also just reminded me of something else. Not holding stuff over people's heads. Mm-hmm. May seem impossible for human, but possible with God. And some of you may be a lot more mature than me. Bravo. I love it for my BK fam. However, there are certain situations where even if I try my hardest not to hold it over their head, it's like I have to be so intentional about not saying slick comments, about not doing different things. Like, people are probably listening like, girl, you have to try that hard. But yeah, because my mouth is slick. My mouth is slick. But everything that comes to my head, I don't have to say out loud. And every thought or everything that I may want to say, I just don't have to say it. Like, it doesn't have to be done, right? And so that's something else that I have to work out on. Something else that's impossible for just human, but possible with God is, I really could sit here all day. I think any and everything, whether it's trust, whether it's forgiveness, love, like, you can love, but to really love how God loves, or to really look at other human beings the way God look at other human beings, something that is definitely something that is impossible for man, but possible with him. And I know some people are saying, it's not hard for me to love and I don't believe in God. I said love how he loved. I ain't just say love, because there is a difference. All human beings don't even love the same. We don't even have the same capacity. We can't even fill people up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some of you are pint-sized people. Some of you are gallon-sized. Some of you be pouring gallons into pints and be running over. And then some of them are pint-sized, not filling up the gallons. And we're like, what's going on? Like, all of us don't even love the same. So where we would need help with, where it's impossible, but it's possible with God to love like him, you need him. You need the one who can teach you how to do it. You need the one who can give you the patience, the kindness to do it. You need the one who can give you just the strength to do it. Sometimes it takes strength to love somebody past their flaws. Sometimes it takes strength to just, I'm going to love you past the shitty time in life that we're going through. You know, sometimes it takes strength. I'm exhausted. Let me fight through this exhaustion to see you who you are at your core, and not who the version of you are that's really, really busy, or that's working really hard, or that is maybe lacking in some other areas, that I'm only seeing what you haven't done versus really appreciating who you are as a person, like things of that nature. And I think that's another one right there. Something else that can be impossible to do without God, but possible with him, is to really see each other. like, for us on a human level, no matter what race you are, what gender you are, what you believe, what you don't believe, is to really see each other at a human level and be like, there is something that we can relate to. Or even if it's not, even if we can't find one thing in common to relate to, there is a base level of respect that I can give you from human being to human being. That's something that's impossible to do without God. And I mean, where you can do that with any and everybody, whether you look at them as an enemy or not, there is some level of understanding that I feel like every human being can have with a human being, whether they know them, hate them, love them, whatever, or in between. However, I feel like it's impossible to do without God, right? So I hope that makes sense. That's just, I wouldn't even go into death the way that I, you know, would if it was just by myself. Because again, I don't want to hold you guys here forever, but that's just kind of how I do it. So I read the scripture. I really talked and thought out, like, what does the scripture mean to me? How can I apply it? What ways does it show up in my life? And I think I just pointed out some of the ways it shows up in my life. So I want to encourage you guys. The scripture again is, what is impossible for people is possible with God, Luke 18:27. So what I want to encourage my BK fam this week is, listen to this episode and really ponder. We're being intentional. I'm being intentional. I'm encouraging my BK fam to be intentional. So I hope you guys are out here being intentional. Really ask yourself, what do you feel like in life is impossible for people to do, but you feel like you can do it with God? Or you know for a fact, I cannot do this with just my strength alone. I may be strong, but I need a little extra dose of strength. And I don't just need it from anybody. I need it from God. What are those areas, right? And are there some areas that you need to turn over to God so He can be your strength, so He can be your source? Are there some areas where you're trying to handle it all by yourself? Really ponder those questions, think about those, and then make the adjustments. Plain and simple. Ponder them. Do not shame yourself. Do not make yourself feel crappy. It's not about that. Mm-mm-mm. It's not about that at all. It's about really evaluating our lives, really trying to grow, really trying to be better, and really trying to get it right, because we don't know the day or the hour, y'all. Like, I ain't trying to be one of them, but I am going to be one of them. We don't know the day or the hour that this man is returning. We don't have time to be playing. And I'm glad to know that I'm not the only one that feels like this. I've been seeing a couple of different people say this, and I thought it was just in my spirit. But I feel like time is running out, even though we don't know the time or the hour. Like, I'm not going to necessarily say he's coming back tomorrow. I'm not going to necessarily say he's coming back 50 years from now. I don't know the day or the hour. But I feel like it's way less time than the previous generations had. I do feel that way. And regardless whether I'm right or wrong about how much time we have, because I don't know, I know that I'm going to be right, because number one, I don't have time to waste to not get right, because we don't know the day or the hour. But I'm also going to be held accountable for every single thought, every single word, every single action, every single good thing, bad thing I did to a person, these episodes I'm putting out here. I am going to be held accountable for it all. And because of that, I don't have no time to waste with getting it wrong. Now, will I mess up? Absolutely. But will I stay there? Absolutely not. Will I let myself feel shame and keep myself in that place? Absolutely not. We got things to do. We've been called higher. Point blank, period. All right. So I love you guys, and I can't wait to see what we talk about next time. All right, guys. Bye.
Blank canvas, blank canvas, blank canvas, blank canvas.